Baseball insider Andy Carbone joins us. Andy, welcome to a beautiful Thursday.
That it is, Bill, and another Thursday without actual live baseball in the United States.
You got it. But we do have the Strat-O-Matic results, and it's been a decent week for the Sox this past week.
Not bad at all. They're gaining some ground in the American League East. Last night they were at Fenway, believe it or not, in front of a packed house. They beat the Los Angeles Angels 6-3. J.D. Martinez leading the way with his 7th home run of the season. He had 4 RBI in the game. Martin Perez, the starter, allowed 1 run over 6 innings. He's now 2-2 on the season. Red Sox are still in 3rd place in the American League East, but they're now just 3.5 games behind the New York Yankees, who have overtaken the Tampa Bay Rays.
Just in case you thought you might have just taken a big fall and bumped your head hard, those are the Strat-O-Matic results from this week. All right, and last night. Andy, what else do we have with the Red Sox baseball news this week?
Well, outfielder Alex Verdugo, of course, he was the key piece coming back to the Red Sox in the Mookie Betts trade with the Dodgers, says he's now 100% after recovering from a stress fracture in his back. So once spring training of the season gets back underway, Verdugo says he'll be all set and ready for action.
All right. And one thing that's not ready for action is Little League World Series, although the Little League season locally could be played.
That is true. Little League around the area still has yet to be postponed, but the Little League World Series in Williamsburg, Pennsylvania, has been canceled for the first time in Little League's existence. That means that the Red Sox-Orioles game scheduled for August 23rd in Williamsburg has been canceled as well.
All right. Well, I wasn't going anyway, but all right. Any inside the Red Sox news or other organizational news?
Well, there's rumors out there if a season is to get underway, a second spring training for teams could take place in their home park. So you could see some spring training action going on at Fenway. That'll, of course, save some time, money, and travel once the green light is given for the season to begin. Red Sox president Sam Kennedy says he's in discussions with Nike to have the team's uniforms geared toward high performance, but being respectful to the traditional look. So maybe that means lighter fibers in the uniform, I might guess, Bill, or I don't know what that might mean, but we'll have to wait and see if there's any kind of changes to the uniform in upcoming seasons.
Yeah, I'm thinking they had some of those stretchy uniforms. Maybe it was back in the 70s or something or other. I think those were the times they had those, or maybe very early 80s, late 70s, something like that. Well, I'm sure they're better at it now than they were then. All right.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, all right. Anything else, Rick? Andy, on the I talked to Rick too much, I guess. Anything else, Andy, on the team or players?
Well, former Red Sox pitcher John Lester, who's currently still with the Cubs, told WEEI.com he'd like to finish his career in Boston when his current contract ends, which would be after this coming season. So could John Lester be coming back to Fenway at some point? We'll have to wait and see.
Nice to have somebody coming back. Pedro in the news?
Pedro is in the news, Bill. He is helping to fight the COVID-19 pandemic in his native Dominican Republic. His foundation established the Step Up to the Plate campaign to raise money, as well as provide critical supplies and personal protective equipment to the frontline workers.
What do we know about Nesson? What's on their schedule coming up this week?
Well, still airing more postseason classics, Bill, coming up tonight. It's Game 3 of the 2004 World Series in St. Louis. Pedro Martinez, who you just mentioned, he's making his first and only World Series start for the Red Sox. And coming up tomorrow, it's Game 4 of the 2004 World Series. Curse the Bambino is over. Then on Saturday, you can watch the 2004 World Series parade. And on Sunday, they'll be airing on Nesson the 2004 World Series highlight video.
Nice. Okay. So that's a great rush right through 2004. I realize how much I forget. That's not a good sign, I guess, but whatever. Yeah.
No, I agree. I've been watching all the games I've been replaying as well. There's a lot of things I'm forgetting, too. So it's not just you, Bill.
Well, you know, speaking of watching TV, do I need to get SKSC, that's the South Korean sports channel?
No, you don't have to go that far, Bill. All you got to do is put on ESPN, and actually it's ESPN2, and there's a game on as we speak, live baseball back on TV, as ESPN has reached an agreement to air 6 regular season games per week from the Korea Baseball Organization. Most games airing on ESPN2, as I mentioned, Tuesday through Friday, first pitch 5:30 a.m. Saturday you can get up at 4 a.m. and watch it live, and then Sunday morning at 1 a.m., but if you don't want to get up that early and have breakfast with the Korean Baseball League, you can watch in the afternoon as they'll be showing the replays.
Just like Wimbledon, I guess, right? Back years ago, breakfast at Wimbledon. Yeah.
Breakfast in Korea. Off we go.
Yeah. There you go. All right. What else do we know about? What else is happening around Major League Baseball?
Well, some details are starting to filter out on the delayed MLB season. They should be coming up soon, as the New York Post and ESPN reporting. The league will present a plan to the Players Association within the next week. The best-case scenario at this point has a second spring training starting on June 10th, with opening day targeted for July 1st.
Mm-hmm. And I see where you have a note on Vin Scully.
Yeah, Vin Scully had a little issue back at his home a few weeks ago. He took a fall, but now he's back home from the hospital. The 92-year-old is resting comfortably. He now says he won't be doing any more head-first sliding. He never liked it anyways.
Good. Well, his probably head-first sliding days should be just about over.
Yeah, I think they probably ended quite some time ago, but obviously it looks like he tried to do a little extra practice at home, and fortunately no major injuries because of it.
All right, let's put the wrap on this, Andy. What else do you, anything else to share with us?
Well, one little nugget from the Baltimore Orioles, their first baseman outfielder, Trey Mancini, who's one of the younger stars in the game. He's going to miss the full 2020 season. He has begun 6 months of chemotherapy to treat stage 3 colon cancer, mm-hmm. So we wish the best for Trey Mancini, and hopefully he can get back out on the field as soon as possible.
All right. Well, Andy, so what do you think? You think that June 10 is a possibility to at least try to target for some spring training?
Well, you know me, Bill. I'm not the most optimistic person out there in the world, and I'm going to say I doubt it. Mm-hmm. I hope that's the case, but I would be very surprised. So we'll just have to see how things play out. I mean, there's a lot of hurdles that Major League Baseball, of course, has to cross to even come up with that June 10th start date for some second spring training play to get underway, between testing and how they're going to handle the players. And, you know, of course, the big issue out there, which really isn't getting talked about that much, is how are the players' salaries going to be reflected if obviously the season's starting late, if they don't play, obviously the 162 games, a shortened season. Owners aren't going to want to pay probably for the full boat for some of those big contracts if they're not getting a full season out of the players. So with that could be the issue with Major League Baseball coming back or not, I think.
Well, going back to what you said earlier, Andy, I think it's amazing with this global warming that we're actually going to have spring training at Fenway Park in Boston. Crazy, isn't it?
It is just amazing. And do get out your ice scraper and snow shovel over the weekend. I'm hearing some snow.
Yes, that's there, right.
So take that for what it's worth with global warming.
Yeah, there you go. That is Baseball Insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSO Newsports.com.